You're listening to episode 192 of a very special podcast, March 22nd, 2009.
Get up early when the sleeping pill wakes me. I take a wake up pill and fill with energy. I power on hard and I check my messages.
Hello and welcome to a very special podcast. I'm Jesse.
I'm Sue.
And this is Frank.
And this week we're joined by Indy Hurt, and we'll be talking about
Some geography, some technology, some education.
And pushing forward, yes. So we're talking about ArcPad, Whirl, Indiana Map, and others.
Next up in the news is an interesting story out of Indiana. They have done something that I, working in a state organization, would have thought before now was impossible. But they've gotten approximately half of their 92 counties to agree to join this Indiana One Map system and voluntarily offer up their data into a unified data mapping system and set. The idea is that they do it for free, and then everybody, there's 65% of the population is covered under this map, and you get high quality local knowledge, local knowledge information into the system that anybody can access. So it's sort of leveraging the strengths of the individuals into one very, really large, impressive piece of work, which hopefully other states will follow, whose example that they will follow very, very closely.
And kind of like the national map, and hopefully, you know, the national map will kind of take some of this into heart, and maybe it'll even filter all the way up.
Yeah, I think it's a little more...
A little bit, yeah.
I think it makes a little bit more sense to start locally, you know, and think globally, as they say, because one of the things... one of my personal critiques of the national map was trying to get so much into one system. I think that starting with a smaller geographic area of a state may be a little more efficient way to go. Mm-hmm. So it's a very encouraging development, I think, in Indiana. Hopefully it's adopted to all the other states, and then maybe we can integrate that into a national map, and then goodbye Coke and make the whole world sing. And
dare to dream.
Yeah.
Dare to dream.